Pentagon leaders said yesterday the troop levels in Iraq will not be reduced soon. General John Abizaid, the new head of Central Command, said troops may be in for long deployments. Thousands of soldiers from Fort Stewart, Georgia, have been in the Middle East since last fall, longer than many other units. And some spouses say that's unfair. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports from Savannah.
Newlyweds Doug and Cheryl Baker have been married about 10 months. They've been living in separate countries for 9 of them. Doug, a lieutenant in the 3rd Infantry Division, deployed to Iraq September 21st, 2 weeks after their wedding. Now Cheryl says she spends most of her time alone, waiting for her husband and the honeymoon they never had.
It's very hard. I've pretty much been in limbo, haven't gotten a job yet because I wasn't sure when he was coming home, when I would need off, if we were going to be doing anything. So it's just lonely, basically.
This week, at a house near Fort Stewart, Baker joined other military wives and girlfriends for what they call a comfort meeting. With their children playing in the next room, the women socialized and commiserated. While some Fort Stewart troops have returned from Iraq, these women's spouses and boyfriends remain there. Baker says she's impatient, and her husband is telling her the troops are dispirited.
They feel like they've been forgotten. And in a letter that he wrote me, in the last paragraph, it said, "You feel like the government has forgotten you and they've left you here to rot."
Troops from the 3rd Infantry Division, the so-called 3rd ID, were among the first to reach Baghdad. And when post-war fighting erupted in the city of Fallujah, they were sent there to keep peace. The division has suffered more deaths than any other, 37 since the war began. Patty Cross says the attitude of her boyfriend, a tank loader, has changed since his unit left home in September.
They were willing to go, they were ready to go, and they honestly thought as soon as they went and did what they had to do, they'd be home. And so they wanted to get things going and get it done. And now they don't know when they're coming home, and they sound worse every time you talk to them because they've lost a little bit more morale. There's no emotion in their voices anymore. They're just angry.
Craw has written her congressman asking for help in bringing her boyfriend's brigade home. Other women at the comfort meeting have contacted the White House and Pentagon with similar requests. And 12-year-old Vanessa Hay wrote this letter to the news media on behalf of her father's unit.
As you know, the soldiers of 3rd ID have been in Baghdad fighting a war there. Now they are in Fallujah to fight again. This is not right. They are heroes. We should respect them like the heroes they are and bring them home to their families.
What's made things especially hard is that the Army twice has set tentative return dates for the soldiers, only to see them delayed. Families prepared for a homecoming in June, then were told to expect one in August. Now the 3rd Infantry Commander says he can't promise any specific date. Even the minority of people here whose spouses have come home are disappointed for the rest. Charlene Rowland is welcoming her husband back this week, but says it's a bittersweet occasion.
I am very happy my husband's coming home, but it's hard to be happy because 3rd ID is not complete until they're home, and they've been there the longest, done the most. They're the ones that are more deserving to be home with their families.
Pentagon leaders are urging more patience. They've warned soldiers to control their frustrations and stressed the military's work in Iraq is far from complete. The Army also is asking spouses to remain strong. At Fort Stewart, they're being directed to support groups, which provide child care, counseling, and other help. Susan Wilder, a civilian who leads the support program, is discouraging family members from being too vocal with their complaints.
You know, I will tell them that the Constitution of the United States and the First Amendment gives them the freedom of speech. However, we are a country at war. Our job is to support these soldiers and let them know that we believe in what they do. Yes, it's frustrating, but what the soldiers need from their families is positive support.
Wilder, a military wife herself, says many spouses are taking the long deployment in stride, considering it a consequence of being married to a soldier. Today, private meetings are scheduled at Fort Stewart, where families can talk with Army officers. A previous meeting turned angry when spouses received no firm answers about when they'll see their loved ones again. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Savannah, Georgia.